classic movie music from the moon to Earth orbit all the way to Jupiter and a tear in time itself. 2001, Space Odyssey, 1968, one of the great movie scores in film history. Did it win the Oscar? Nope, not even nominated. In fact, technically not a score at all, I'm told. That's Richard Strauss there, an old-time classical composer. That means he can't win original score for the Oscars. Oliver won best score that year, 1969, if you can believe it. But let's stop living in the past, because the 90th Annual Academy Awards are this Sunday, and let's talk about music. We'll get to the Best Picture nominees at the end of the hour, but first, some of the music behind the major nominees and some of the songs and scores in this year's musical categories. Melissa Locker is culture reporter for us here at The Takeaway.
I am so excited about the Oscars this year. I will admit I'm behind a little bit on some of my movie watching, but I am 100% up on all the scores and all of the songs because those are kind of my favorite parts of the movies.
The scores and the songs don't get a huge feature in the Oscar broadcast, so I'm glad we're doing this because it can kind of fly by you. You've got Johnny Greenwood, who's a member of Radiohead. He scored Phantom Thread, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, also scored There Will Be Blood, one of my favorite films.
Yeah, so Johnny Greenwood, it's pretty exciting for him. This is the first time he's been nominated for an Oscar. He obviously has plenty of Radiohead accolades, but he's done four film scores with Paul Thomas Anderson, and this is the first time he's been nominated for an Oscar. Unfortunately, he's up against some pretty stiff competition. It's basically Clash of the Titans playing out in the original score category because you have Johnny Greenwood going up against Alexandre Desplat, who has won multiple awards in the past, including for the Grand Budapest Hotel. He's up for The Shape of Water. He's also up against John Williams, who is, you know, Star Wars legend.
I was about to point out that Alexandre Desplat has 9 Oscar nominations, until I was told that John Williams has 51.
Right? I mean, Johnny Greenwood is kind of like a fan favorite because he has done some incredible work. But how do you go up against somebody who has 51 Oscar nominations?
Those are some of the nominees for Best Score, Melissa. Best Song is completely different.
Yeah, so on Best Original Song, they're kind of unique songs that are written specifically for movies. And some of them go on to be like mega hits. Like This Is Me from The Greatest Showman is already a chart topper in countries around the world. But take a listen to this one.
Oh, to see without my eyes the first time that you kissed me. Boundless by the time I cried, I built your walls around me.
Why? So a lot of people are calling Sufjan Stevens this year's Elliot Smith.
And this one, Melissa, is Mystery of Love. This is from Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, and I think it's such a beautiful, evocative song that really works perfectly with the movie. But there are a lot of other competitors. For example, this one from Mary J. Blige.
Life is a teacher. Time is a healer, and I'm a believer, like a river wild. Ego's a killer, greed is a monster, but love is stronger, stronger than them all.
This is remarkable, Melissa. Mary J. Blige is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Mudbound. She has a nominee for Mighty River that we're listening to, but she's never been nominated for an Oscar before.
I know, and look at her go. She's nominated for 2 awards, and it really her first effort at this, which is incredible. But it's Mary J. Blige, so you kind of have to expect it.
Melissa, you've got a song, Remember Me, from Coco. I got to say, I loved this movie. I like the song, too. Coco was just one of the year's best movies for me, even though it was sort of an animated special.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away.
These composers, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, were involved in Frozen. Kids love Frozen.
I mean, whether you want to blame them for this or thank them for this, they did write Let It Go. And I'm sorry if that song just got stuck in your head. But perhaps listen to Remember Me, it will slowly disappear. And I have to say, like, this backstory behind this song is really sweet, too, because Robert Lopez's mother passed away, and this song kind of helped them process their grieving, and working on this film helped them process their grief. And I think it's just a beautiful story about, you know, a family. My son and I went and saw this movie, and we somehow had the theater to ourselves, and we are both crying our eyes out the entire time.
Well, Melissa, talking about the Oscars is always about predictions, so best song, what's your pick?
Well, I think the winner's probably going to be This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, but who I think should win is Remember Me from Coco.
Well, we will see if they pick your pick, and people now are armed with all of the musical information that they need for Sunday for the Oscars. For Best Score and Best Song, Melissa Locker, culture reporter for us here at The Takeaway. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Todd.
Yo contigo siempre voy. Remember me.
You may think that thing looks human. Stands on two legs, right?
Why are you telling me this?
The man who commissioned this study, he's
I'm
one of about a dozen party
him.
Guests
I'm not
out on your
any
patio.
Of them. I'm protecting the paper.
Because I wanted you to know.
In life, what is your purpose?
Don't pick a fight with me. You certainly won't come out alive.
You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
Because I wanted you to know.
Right now, he's finding those keys.
Oscar winners movie montage. That's what that sounds like. It's fun to guess when they do these. I think those are Oscar winners. I have a feeling I'm right. The Oscars are on Sunday for 2018. It's an unpredictable year at the Oscar. There's a lot of wins that could make history this year. Rachel Morrison is the first woman nominated for a cinematography award for the film Mudbound. Also, Jordan Peele, he's the director of Get Out, and he has a shot at becoming the first African-American to win for Best Director or for Original Screenplay. He's nominated for both. There are 9 films in the Best Picture category this year. It's huge, ranging from historical dramas. You have Darkest Hour and Dunkirk, both with the Winston Churchill theme, fantasies like Shape of Water, and a lot of different kinds of films in between. Allison Wilmore is here, film critic for BuzzFeed, sharing the mic with Rafer Guzman, our regular film critic, of course, from Newsday. They're both here with their picks for Best Picture. Guys, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you both. I want to go through some of your best picks for Oscar nominations, Best Picture. Hey, guys, feel free to jump in on one another. You know, Allison, Rafer's not used to having any competition.
Got to share the spotlight today.
Yeah, no, he is. Get in there. Allison, you get first go deferential treatment for a new film critic here on The Takeaway. Talk about some of your top picks.
Well, if I could pick one film that I would like to see win Best Picture this year, it would be Get Out. I think it just feels like the film of the year, you know, for so many reasons, as a cultural breakthrough, as just a great film, and as something that really, I think, is evidence that the Oscars are moving past a very traditional idea, this kind of stodgy old idea of what a, you know, capital I important film is, because I think this film feels very important.
Yeah, I would agree. I wish I could disagree with you, Allison, on that one, but no, I mean, Get Out was my number one on my top 10. It's really the one film that felt very right here, right now to me. I love Dunkirk, probably the best directed film this year.
Sure.
Amazing sound, incredible
huge
visuals.
Huge sweep, yeah.
I mean, terrific. But, I mean, does it really speak to you emotionally? And does it really speak to you now in 2018? Not really. But Get Out really does.
Yeah. I have a real personal soft spot for Phantom Thread, which I think is just like a beautifully made, surprising film, this kind of perverse romantic comedy that you don't really realize is a romantic comedy till the end. But I'm happy to just see it kind of get a nomination, frankly.
I mean, Swan Song for Daniel Day-Lewis, though, it just makes me sad even seeing the trailers.
Oh, but he's so great in it, though.
Is it really his swan song?
I know.
Though? Is it really?
A lot of people have been prone to retiring dramatically and then kind of quietly making their way back. So we'll see.
Rafer, you say that Shape of Water was among the top for you this year.
It definitely was, and I think it's probably going to be the one to win. I do think the copyright infringement lawsuit that's come out about it has been pretty interesting and not totally easy to ignore, I think. But I still did love the film. I thought it was just gripping, amazing looking, very different. I think one reason it'll win is because it's kind of a movie lover's movie. It sort of turns all the old tropes on their heads, but it also pays homage to them at the same time. I thought it worked really well on that front. Yeah. Also, Todd, you were just talking about scores. I think it's going to win for score as well.
It feels like this year's La La Land. Not that everything lines up easily, but it is the film that kind of makes gestures towards classic Hollywood,
right.
And it feels this very kind of grand in an old-fashioned way.
You mentioned copyright infringement. Is somebody alleging that the script has been cribbed? What's up?
Yes, the son of Paul Zindel, the author that you guys might remember from My Darling, My Hamburger and Man in the Moon Marigolds,
yeah.
The play. Playwright, novelist, wrote a play back in, I think it was 69, called Let Me Hear You Whisper, that also involves a cleaning woman at a government facility who falls in love with an aquatic creature who's being experimented on and helps him escape. Not totally out of the question.
I think it was a dolphin in this case.
It was a dolphin.
Not a merman. Yeah,
fair enough. It was a dolphin. So there are differences, but I think this is one of those. And, you know, you get a lot of these issues every so often where someone comes up and says, hey, that's my movie. You know, there's a guy right now who's trying to take credit for The Room.
Yes.
Of all things. But, you know, so you get these things. But this one does sound like you can't immediately poo-poo it, I would say.
Yeah. I wanted to also mention in here Lady Bird, of course, which I kind of have a gut feeling could pull off a surprise
win. A total possibility.
I could see it. It's a movie that everyone really seems to like. You know, Greta Gerwig, also a fifth woman to ever be nominated for Best Director. And I think she just made a really, like, nice, kind of warm, comforting feeling film that also has some sharp edges. But, you know, I think in this year, there's a lot of appeal to that.
And some phenomenal performances in Lady Bird as well. You guys want to hit on Three Billboards? It generated some controversy, but also phenomenal performance from Frances McDormand, which is pretty much what you'd expect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did like this movie. Again, the acting, I think, is what carries it. You know, McDormand, Sam Rockwell, who I think are both going to win. Woody Harrelson probably won't win, but he's fantastic. I do feel a little bit like it's this year's Crash. It's it's really well made, nice writing, seems profound, isn't actually, but right. People like it a lot, and
yeah.
It has really resonated with people. I think what's interesting is when I talk to critics, they all say, oh, Shape of Water, Shape of Water. When I talk to my dad says, I love Three Billboards. I think like that movie just like resonated with people for some reason.
Yeah, it feels big, you know, and I think that there are ways in which maybe for people, it speaks a bit to the Me Too moment. There is this kind of like very potent female rage to it.
Yep.
And at the same time, though, I think a lot of people have felt, including myself, that it's pretty flippant when it comes to race, in particular racialized police violence, which is just kind of a backdrop element that it never really engages with.
Some honorable mentions. Well, not honorable mentions yet because they are nominated. Call Me By Your Name, starring Armie Hammer. The Post with Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. The story of the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers, even though that was a New York Times story back then.
Yes.
Let's talk real quick before we go Darkest Hour. I don't know if it's a contender to really win. Is there a potential for a Best Actor win here?
Yeah, Gary Oldman, I think, is the shoe-in for this. It is the most classic Oscar-y performance you could possibly have, you know, playing this historical figure, doing something that's kind of between acting and an impression sometimes,
yes.
And prosthetics and makeup. I think that it is maybe not the one that's being most talked about in terms of a breakout. Timothée Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name is beloved, but I think that he's probably going to be the one to win.
We're going to leave it there because I got to prepare for the Oscars. Look, my pick, I just said it, Get Out for Best Picture, definitely. I'm with you guys. Allison Wilmore with BuzzFeed, Rafer Guzman with us in Newsday. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
This is Catherine in Dallas, Texas. And the movie that I liked the most this year was Lady Bird because it showed the progression of a young woman who had doubted her faith, experienced trials in her life, and then returned to her faith as her touchstone.
I'm Shelley from Athens, Ohio. I absolutely loved The Greatest Showman, way more than I expected to. It was such a delight of color, song, dance, and characters. The movie is actually still playing in my small hometown theater, and last week when I attended, the audience members clapped at the end. After all the adoration for the musical La La Land, I find it interesting that Showman has not gotten more attention or was not nominated for more awards.
Well, tweet us your pick for Best Picture. It doesn't have to be nominated. We don't care. At The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the Oscars. Have a great weekend. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.